the Fade the Noise podcast with Brad Evans and Nate Lundy.
Place your bets. Brad the Big Noise Evans here, joined by the good sir Nathaniel Lundy. This, of course, is the Fade the Noise podcast presented by DraftKings Sportsbook. We got Bears. We got Bucks. I've got all kinds of stuff cooking already in the crock pot right now. I've got the tequila ready because it's hashtag tequila Thursday. Probably going to chase it with a little old style. And maybe even some shots of Jardinera because that's how we do it in Chicago. And this game's actually going to be exciting, I think. I don't think it's going to be as high scoring. And I might be tipping my hand here a little bit on where I stand on the over the under. But it should at least captivate our attention from start to finish with Tom Brady going against the almighty Nick Foles. But let's go ahead and dive in on this here, Lundy, for Thursday night football. The Bears are catching 3.5. The total has fluctuated. It's been all over the place. As it stands presently, it is at 44.5. I saw it as low as 43.5. I was as high as 45.5. So give me a pick on the spread. Give me a game total on the over or under as well. Or just, you know, flat out give me a game score prediction. We're going to see if you're going to be spot on. What you got?
I am going to take the Bucks with TB12 with a final of 24-21. So that plus 3.5, that little hook for your little cubbies, your little Bears, Brad, is going to come into play. Take Chicago plus the 3.5.
Oh, the Grizzlies are coming out. Is that going to be the Gummy Bears? Is that going to be the Berenstain Bears? Is that going to be the representatives from Jellystone Park? Not going to be cartoonish in any way, shape, or form. The Bears are winning this game straight up, I believe. You might say to yourself, well, based on last week's offensive explosion, really? Yeah, really. I think they're going to, you know, storm back with a vengeance. I think they're going to be highly competitive. I think this is going to be a low-scoring affair. 17-16 Chicago. That's what
wow.
I'm taking there. I'm going to take them on the money line straight up at plus 163. And, of course, I'm on the under 78% right now of the public spread tickets on Tampa Bay, and we've seen a little bit of a reverse line action here. Remember that line was as high as 5.5. It's down to 3.5, which means the sharps are all over the Bucks, or excuse me, fading the Bucks, all over the Bears. And 65% of the public spread tickets on the over, meaning, again, I'm going to fade the majority there and take the under. Bear down, Chicago Bears. Get the victory. And if you want to get in on all the action in this Thursday night affair, you need to do it right now at DraftKings Sportsbook. And added the excitement of Week 5, DraftKings Sportsbook is bringing back their can't-miss offer. If you haven't tried DK Sportsbook yet, head to the App Store now because you don't want to miss this. DraftKings Sportsbook is giving all new users the chance to receive a sign-up bonus up to $1,000. On top of that great sign-up offer, DraftKings offers great odds boosts every Sunday as well to help you make it rain. DraftKings is safe, reliable, and secure, making it easy for you to deposit and withdraw your money at your convenience. So here's what you got to do. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use that promo code FTN. Again, promo code FTN when you sign up and you get up to $1,000. That's code FTN to get a sign-up bonus up to $1,000 for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older. Colorado, New Jersey, Indiana, or Pennsylvania residents only. Bonus comprises a first deposit bonus and a first bet match, each up to $500. Deposit bonus requires 25x playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in Indiana 1-800-9-WITH-IT. Let's get to Thursday's Fade 5.
Number 5.
All right, kicking things off here. The future Hall of Famer, the GOAT, Tom Brady. 264.5 pass yards. I'm taking the under here, Lundy. The juice has spiked overnight. I locked it in early. And that's something we always recommend. You want to jump on these lines immediately as they're published, usually for the Thursday night game the day before. I got this in at 112. Now it's up to minus 143, so people seem to be following my lead. Look, the Bears have done a really good job defending the pass this season, giving up just a 6.5 YPA, 241.5 yards per game, three combined passing touchdowns so far here through 4 weeks. Matthew Stafford is the only quarterback to hit the over against this secondary so far this season. Yes, Brady likes to air it out. He's number 5 in total air yards. He's number 6 in air yards per attempt. He's number 10 in deep ball completion percentage. But Mike Evans isn't 100%. Scotty Miller isn't 100%. He's not going to have Chris Godwin on the field tonight. No Leonard Fournette as well. But to add a little balance and to keep the defense guessing in that backfield, that workload is going to rely on Ronald Jones and Keyshawn Vaughn. So, you know, down some key components, some of those critical players, and knowing the matchup is unfavorable, give me the under 264.5 pass yards. Again, heavy juice of minus 143. Fade or follow?
I'm going to follow you on this one as well, Brad. I saw, you know, there's the bets out there, you know, Tom Brady, two or more passing touchdowns, and I just started shaking my head. I thought, you know what? I just think this is going to be one of those back-and-forth defensive battles, like you said, and with the Bears only giving up 230 and some change through the air so far in all of these games, to me, this isn't one that Tom Brady's going to suddenly get loose, and as you pointed out, he's missing some weapons, and some of the weapons he's got, they're a little broken. So I just don't think this is a number that he can get to. This feels like maybe a 235, 240 game, and he doesn't come close to that 264. I'll follow.
Yeah, Tom Tepid makes a cameo.
Number 4.
All right, let's work in a fun touchdown prop. You've been nailing these, by the way. Usually you're good on the first TD score of the game. You got the Sam Darnold one last week, shockingly, which, of course, was a rushing TD at, what, 40-1?
Yes, sir.
I am digging Cameron Brate to be the first TD for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And this is not a first TD wager. This is just an anytime TD wager, and it's plus 300. So it's 3-1 to do so. Remember, you got no O.J. Howard as well in this 12 personnel formation, that base that Bruce Arians and company love to run. You know, maybe we get a Gronk touchdown tonight, Gronk spike, but Brate scored last week. The Bears, if there is a vulnerability defensively through the air, it's soft over the middle. So when Tampa knocks at the door of scoring 6, typically Brady likes to look at those plus-size targets who stick out like a sore thumb. It could be Gronk, but I think Cameron Brate's got a really good shot of crossing the chalk tonight and spiking one in the end zone and scoring you some cold, hard cash if you wager on him at 3-1. Fade or follow a Cameron Brate anytime touchdown tonight.
Brad, I'll tell you what, I'm following, but I'm also doubling down. When it comes to the anytime touchdowns, I've got a bet placed on Cameron Brate, and I backed it with Rob Gronkowski to also be there. I put both of them down because I do think this could be a tight end game because Gronk is at a plus 165 for an anytime touchdown. And I'm with you. I think this could be a tight end type game with O.J. Howard out, and he may not be able to get the ball downfield a lot. This could be some short stuff. So by the time we get into the red zone, it could be TB12 looking for those big targets in Gronk and Brate. So I'll tell you what, I've already followed you with Brate at the plus 300, but I also threw a bet down on Gronk to be able to get the spike because he is at a plus 165. Both of them, I think, at value. And obviously, from a betting standpoint, if you hit either one of them because of those plus odds, you're feeling good. So I'm following with Brate, and I'm also throwing a Gronk spike down.
Make a date with Cameron Brate.
Number 3.
All right, let's go to the MonkeyKnifeFight.com. Monkey Knife Fight player prop of the day, of course, presented by MonkeyKnifeFight.com. You have no flipping clue what Monkey Knife Fight is. Well, you go there. It's a DFS game. It's you against the house. It's just props. That's all it is. More or less, over or under, whether it is yards, whether it is receptions, whether it's touchdowns or fantasy points, they got it all there at MonkeyKnifeFight.com. Use that promo code FTN, and as a new user, you get a free $5 game on the house. No lineup accumulators, no cooking the books. It's just you against the house, the odds makers. That's it. Go to MonkeyKnifeFight.com again and use that promo code FTN to get a free $5 game from the fine folks there. My cousin, Mike Evans, the line here is 73.5 receiving yards. I'm taking the under here, Lundy. Look, the Chicago Bears in that secondary have done a masterful job this season. Kyle Fuller has given up a sub-50 passer rating with assignments under 1.00 yards per snap, or the rookie Jalen Johnson, who's greatly exceeded my expectations. He's given up less than an 80 passer rating and just over 1.00 yards per snap so far this season. The safety play has been standout for the Monsters of the Midway. I think they're going to bracket Mike Evans. I know he's got that 6'8" long frame and that high pointing ability as a former basketball star in high school, but I'm not seeing him reaching 74 yards in this one. Something like maybe 4 or 5 catches, mid-60s, no touchdown. That's what my gut is saying to me. So, again, I am on the under. Mike Evans, 73.5 receiving yards. Fade or follow.
I will follow this one as well, because to me this goes hand in hand with our first pick, Brad. If you don't think that Tom Brady is going to have that big passing game, we talked about the 264.5. To me, if he is not going to reach that yardage mark, then Mike Evans isn't going to hit his. To me, those just go hand in hand. So if you're going to take the under with Tom Brady, you got to take the under with Mike Evans.
Yeah, fade my cousin.
Number two.
All right, let's go to Allen Robinson. 5.5 receptions, the number one target here for the Chicago Bears. Again, I got in early. I locked it in at -112. I wiped the sleep out of my eyes this morning, and bam, the juice is at -200 on the over. So that's a really soft line. I think Allen Robinson is going to catch at least 7 balls tonight. He was the apple of Nick Foles' eyes last week, and understandably so, because he is the best vertical weapon that the Chicago Bears have. They're going to go to Darnell Mooney, one of the tight ends, maybe Jimmy Graham, some Anthony Miller underneath. But I think Allen Robinson this game, 7 catches, 80-plus yards. I think he's going to find the end zone as well. Tampa's been middle of the pack in terms of fantasy points allowed. 2 wide receivers this season. 3 wideouts have gone over this total against them this year. It was DJ Moore, it was Robbie Anderson, it was Keenan Allen. Get a little Jamel Dean in coverage, who's given up a 72.2 catch rate, and I think Robinson will feast as a result of that. And I'll give you a little bonus action here in case you don't want to pay up for the juice.
Ooh.
I like the under Ronald Jones, 69.5 rush yards. That's an aggressive number. Yeah, the Bears are giving up 4.2 yards per carry to the running back position, and Rojo just over 3 yak per attempt. But I don't see him hitting 70. I think he's going to fall just shy of that proposed number, and that is still at -112. So, fade or follow me on both of these. You're going to take the over on Allen Robinson, 5.5 catches, and you're with me on the under Rojo, 69.5 rush yards.
I like this on today's Fade 5. Brad with the BOGO with these picks. No, I'm going to follow you on both of them. I do think that Ronald Jones is going to struggle. I don't think you'll see him hit 70. Obviously, that Allen Robinson number was great earlier this week. Now seeing the juice at -200, it's nice to be able to go and look for a couple other player props that maybe you feel a little bit stronger about. And the Ronald Jones total, I do like that. Let's stay on the under. So I'll follow you on both of them. Probably won't worry too much about that -200 at this point. Going to be looking for some other player props. And definitely Jones is a good one to jump on.
Double the pleasure, or in the case of me, probably double the fade.
Number one.
All right, last and certainly not least, let's work in some mandatory Montgomery jack wagons. Because Dave Montgomery is my guy. He's one of my favorite players, although he just perpetually underachieves. But he is going to be an overachiever in one category tonight, and that is hitting the over on 21.5 receiving yards. Another juice that I got in early at -112. It is now increased to -124. Still some value there. And I think he is worth a little wager on that action. You look at Dave Montgomery, you know, a player that last week he went over this number. A couple of weeks ago, he went over this number as well. Nick Foles loves to check down to his rushers out of the backfield. I think he is going to be highly involved as a receiver in this game because you cannot penetrate this defensive line. Vita Vea and company are man-eaters in the trenches for Tampa Bay, giving up right around 3 yards per carry to the running back position. Actually, less than that, 2.4 and 109.5 total yards per game. But the Bucs are exploitable in the short field to pass-catching backs. They've given up 7.7 receptions per game and 64 receiving yards per game to RBs. Montgomery's got some tacky hands, and I think he's going to surge past this number. I wouldn't be surprised if he comes close to hitting it after the first quarter, Lundy. He's going to be a point of emphasis in the game plan for Matt Nagy and company tonight. So fade or follow mandatory Montgomery over 21.5 receiving yards at a minus 124 juice.
I'll follow this one. As you said, he's done it twice this year. Last week against Indy, clocked in with 30. Last month, going up against the Giants, did it at 45. This is right at his total in terms of his average. Over the course of the first four games, he's averaged 22.8 so far. So to me, this feels like something that he can hit. And I'm with you. This may be one that he hits by halftime. So whenever I've got a feeling that the game script is going to roll that way, when I'm looking at these player props, especially if I think that it can happen early in the game, all that means is, oh, little early payday can turn around and roll that into something else late in the game.
Yeah, you know what I mean? That's right, baby. That live betting action. Oh, it's oh so seducing at times. And that is a wrap on this edition of the Fade the Noise podcast. Please follow us on Twitter, me at Noisy Huevos, Lundy at Nate Lundy. Drop us a rating and or review, would you kindly? And check out FTNFantasy.com, FTNDaily.com, and FTNBets.com. Reduce prices for FTN Fantasy and FTN Daily right now. 25% off, plus you get an extra 10% off with the promo code Evans, E-V-A-N-S. Check it out. And as always, feed or follow. That is up to you.
Feed the noise.